What is up, everybody? It is. Isn't it great to be alive on a Tuesday night with the Fig Guys? I think it is because I'm one of the Fig Guys, the OG Fig Kid, Thomas Montalto, and joining me, as usual, my tag team partner. Nobody it's I'd rather me. Have.
It's me. It's good old Mike B. I don't feel like I could hear loud. Like I'm not as, I don't know, I feel less loud.
You sound perfectly clear, leveled. It sounds great.
It's fantastic. What's up, everybody? Yes. Happy Tuesday. Happy Fig Guys. Happy. Where are we? End of March. We're running low. WrestleMania is approaching, brothers. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm well into my 50s now. It's crazy.
Do you feel any younger, though?
Or any older? I feel younger because of everything I've been doing for my health. I feel better than I have in 50 years. So, too late to start and like make yourself healthy, right?
I feel like the key to happiness is obviously taking care of your body, but having a healthy hobby like toy collecting, like we do. I feel like keeping this younger side of you keeps you youthful. It's good for you. It's good for the body. It's good for the mind. Sharp as a tack, man. It's good stuff. But man, that's the best of the best. You gotta love it.
For you, for those of you watching on Instagram, come jump on over to YouTube. Go to thefigguys.com, get the link. You could chat with us right in the chat. It's just better than watching on Instagram because we cannot see your comments on Instagram. And by the way, we are the Fig Guys. You can find us all over the internet. Social media, we are at Official Fig Guys on X, on Instagram, on TikTok, everywhere. And TikTok, I think you're actually updating X now, right? We'll put us posting some stuff there.
Listen, Lex Luger, good friend of the podcast, obviously. I mean, he put us over very well on the X. Yeah, I'm working on the X. Not as you know, hands on his Instagram, but I'm doing it.
We're getting there, guys. It's work. I got some really pictures. Is work.
It is a lot of work.
It is. And like, we both have full-time jobs and Mike has a family. I have a family, but like, we're putting everything we can into it. And if you don't want to watch us live and you want to listen to us in your car or on your jog, we're a podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Just go to thefigguys.com. You can find us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Just go search Fig Guys and I'm sure you'll see our face.
Facts.
So yes. Facts,
I see myself pop up on my phone more than most things. And that's the worst.
Well, you know, what's kind of cool now is like, I know you experienced this and I've experienced this when I start Googling, like I'm looking for something about a figure and then we pop up and I'm like, what's up, dude? We got a big, congrats to a guy in the chat for his own little wrestling buddy. Congratulations, Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Thank you for watching.
Big for Matt Goldberg. Congratulations to you and the missus and the beautiful little one that just sprouted out. It's crazy how quick that happens.
She's a doll. She's so cute. I see the pictures popping up. So congrats.
The babies are the best. And girl dads are even better.
Joey Buds. Hey, listen, I'm a dog dad. And I think that's
you are. Love it. It's great, man. Joey Buds. What's up, Joey?
Thank you for joining us. What else is going on in your neck of the woods? Anything fun and exciting?
Fun and exciting. Exciting is definitely the good term. I'll leave the craziness to off air stuff. But yeah, man, life's good. I can't get to play.
Listen, life is good. As long as we keep waking up on this side, then we're doing something right, right?
Yeah. I wake up. I feel the goosebumps. We're doing good.
Another great week of wrestling. I actually got to watch SmackDown this week. Not live. And again, I had a week like you did, like working 50 hours. Having to leave work to go to the hospital in an ambulance match. Oh, no, wait. I'm combining real life with 2K25. But I did finally beat the ambulance match. Let's talk about that. Any 2K25 players in the chat tonight, because I'm pretty sure I found a bug and I need Mike to confirm it for me.
I will be confirming it later.
I was playing my faction for since I got it on the easy mode, and I could not beat the ambulance mode at all. It was impossible. I could not close the doors, and if I got thrown in, I couldn't stop him from closing the doors. Something weird happened. I changed the setting from easy to normal, and I just went through the match. I destroyed Bray Wyatt. I won the ambulance match. First attempt. So if you're having difficulties on easy, I think they actually switch. I think easy is hard and hard might be easy. I don't know.
It's funny.
I need you to try this. I need somebody to confirm it because there's something wrong with the easy mode that it's impossible to beat Bray.
Could you imagine how disheartening some little kid is they're trying to play it on easy.
I don't care about the little hit. How about the disheartened 50-year-old who was frustrated for 3 days trying to win an ambulance match? And again, it wasn't even for an exclusive card. It was just for 2,500 points. But the point was, I was not quitting until I beat that match or I quit the game.
It was a fig match. We are keeping it relative here.
And again, the Roman Reigns fig doesn't move very well. Like
it's because he came from a new factory.
Into a fight with some people. I made a post in one of the WWE 2K25 groups, and I just went at it with some guy who was being a jerk when I was asking for help.
That's the worst. Nothing's more hurtful than talking crap to people.
Don't be that guy. If you're on social media and you see a post and you have nothing to add to it, just scroll by it. Don't be a troll. Like, I see shit that frustrates me on the internet, and you know what I do? I just scroll.
Yeah.
I just scroll.
You know, turn the blind eye. You don't need to be as vocal with people, especially when it's pertaining help. Like, don't be treating people silly.
I'm like, get out of your mom's basement once in a while. He's like, I work, I have 3 jobs. I'm like, oh, so you're not smart enough to just be able to live on one job. Like,
that doesn't mean anything.
I went at it with this guy. Like,
he can still work from home.
That is
okay.
True.
Maybe he does have 3 jobs.
He annoyed me so much, but oh well.
Dude, the game is so fun though. Like, minimal time I've had on it, I'm just enjoying it so much.
I'm just getting frustrated, like, because I love my faction. When I get to a match where there's a card that I need, but you don't have it, and it doesn't tell you how to get the card. I wish it would give you a tip. Go play my Rise.
I bet you there's There's probably some kind of database somewhere.
I'm looking and I haven't found it yet, but if there is, guys, send us messages. Let me know where this is, because I'm loving the game. It's a fun game and I'm stuck. Like, I'm in this weird spot because I'm loving MLB the Show. I'm playing a Diamond Dynasty game, which is the same thing. You build baseball teams with collecting cards. I've never had 2 games I love to play at once. I need the PlayStation Portal. I think
what the problem is too, is that they're made by the same people, so you're stuck in the same boat eventually, because you're gonna hit a spot in MLB where you're going to need a card that they're not going to tell you how to take it either. And you're going to be driving yourself crazy.
I feel like MLB the Show actually shows you, like, so far. So I haven't gotten to that point in MLB the Show yet. Very enjoyable. I realized I could finally hit. I changed his hit zone to, like, strike zone 2. And I could actually see the ball now. I could take balls. I'm hitting homers. Yeah, like, the regular view, I stunk at hitting. Ask Matt from the Extra Cooler Show. He'll tell you.
I think baseball video games.
Me too. And I love baseball.
They're so fun.
I'm texting Matt in frustration with that game. I'm like, I'm 50. I don't have very much patience for video games. I'm like, you're like, oh, use the third camera mode. Like, no. Uh-uh.
No.
Like, I cannot.
I still play with it. I love it.
I just have to, like, use the buttons I have to use. I shut off the mini game so I don't have to mash them. Now you just have to hold what comes up. World of difference. It hurts in here so bad when I'm mashing on buttons. It's like, oh. So I switched that over.
How are you at Guitar Hero?
I learned how to play the drums from Guitar Hero.
I did. It's a very useful tool. I love it.
I really did. Like, I went to a friend's house one day and he had a drum set, and I'm like, can I try something? And I tried where he's like, where'd you learn that? I'm like, Guitar Hero, Rock Band. He's like, really? I'm like, yes. But they actually had training to teach you how to play the drums. I wish they'd come out with an updated version.
Yeah. I have a thing. I was on my computer where you download your own songs that people already mapped out, and it's got the drums, guitar. If you have the stuff that it works with, it's really awesome. But the fun part is, and keep it wrestling related, you can get the theme songs on there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I 100%ed Cody Rhodes' theme the other day, and I was like, look at me, I still got it. You know, after all these years, because I'm a very wild Guitar Hero player.
Can you do Iron Man? That's what I want to know.
I could do the Dragon Force song that nobody can do, is the impossible song. I love Guitar Hero. I remember I've been on board with that since. Yeah, me too, man. This is really. I heard they're coming out with an app for the phone.
I had the Beatles version too.
The Beatles one was cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's fun. I love that stuff. I could play. I love video games in general. I grew up on wrestling.
The Beatles version was cool because it would have you play the drums, but then when you were done, Paul McCartney would actually come in and re-record it.
That's a good one. I love it though. Yeah, it's the best. Anything that's musical related, I think it's good for young generations. Like, Zoe's watching me play Guitar Hero now, and she's like, "Oh, can I try that?" I'm like, "Hell yeah!"
Oh, that's awesome. What is their taste of music at this point? I'm curious.
Basically, it's a good mix of like what their friends listen to and anything I throw on in the car.
Okay.
So like a lot of metal,
That's cool.
A lot of good acoustic music, good stuff. They're growing. They got good taste. They got a lot to live up to.
All kids at some point go to a phase where they just start watching Grease and loving that music. Has that hit yet?
No.
Oh wow.
No. They're musicals. There's certain things like like the way they consume entertainment nowadays.
Yeah.
Is so. Different compared to what we grew up with.
They would love Grease.
Everybody loves Grease. That's crazy. Shout out to Melody, since she won't be we won't be live for the rest of the week. But Thursday she turns 8 years old. It's crazy.
How is she 8 already? Wow! Happy birthday, Melody! Our gift is waiting for you. I sent a gift over.
She's watching now.
Is she?
Wild. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Hope you're feeling better. Birthday.
Yeah. So it's good. It's fun stuff. So I hope she knew about the gift.
I just said it now. Now she can't.
Well, guess what? She's seen the little package and she was like, she's like, I'm looking here.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the Fig Guys group, Matt, because this is the Fig Guys group. You guys are the Fig Guys
group. What's up? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Should we get to some news?
Discord? Do our friends want a Discord? Should we make a Discord I don't need another thing to work on.
I hate Discord.
They all want a group.
Listen, do they really?
Yeah, that's what we need. We need a face. We can make one if you guys want one.
I mean, we can make a group. I mean, I'm not against it, but like, come join us. Like, we're in a Chick-fil-A group. We're in a Case Fresh podcast group on Facebook. Those are great groups.
What is the
ECW one? Yeah, Dougie Nunez. That's amazing. Yeah,
Elite Collectors.
Yeah, if you guys want to come to that group.
Our Facebook's all goofy. Every time we post on Facebook, they're like, you're spamming. And we're not spamming.
No, I know. Unless we do a Facebook group. Maybe we can
Zuckerberg,
we'll see.
Help us out, man. We're trying to be the Fig Guys here. Let me say this.
I don't curse on the show, but F that guy. Because I sent him a letter in the mail, and he never even answered. So.
And he means flying high fives.
Goldberg, are you in the ECW group?
Yeah,
we got to get everybody in there. I hope. And listen, if anybody wants an invite, send me a DM. I'll get you in the group.
Yeah, this is our sub. You know why? Because it's better to work with everybody in the community and not just hog all the fun. So we don't 100%. Need a group.
That's what I mean. There's so many good groups. What's another group going to do when we have the ACW, Chick Foley? They're good groups.
Yeah, the only reason why I have Facebook is for wrestling figure groups.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Good.
I'm sending you a DM via this video. I don't know what he's talking about.
Diorama Dad's hooking it up. Shout out to Diorama Dad. We're gonna talk more about him next week. But we got an episode to get into.
I know, 15 minutes, and we're talking about everything else but wrestling figures.
Let's do it.
Really quick, a little bit of news for you. 3 Points of Articulation is watching live in the chat right now, guys.
Whoa.
We will be recording a bonus episode with them coming this Saturday, so we'll drop that next week. So check it out. That's going to be. I'm so excited for that. I really am.
Speaking of other community, if you're watching on
X or Instagram and you cannot chat with us, come to YouTube. Come to even Twitch. You can chat on Twitch at least. So come there, chat with us. And now let's get to the wrestling figure news.
Let's do it, man. I'm excited. I know you're excited. Let's get some KWK getting out there, because KWK is happy to announce Go Figure Collectibles is now an official distributor in Australia and New Zealand. Very, very cool. I'm here for that. We need
Absolutely.
Nick Storm could finally get some kayfabe heroes, and I believe he's dying to get some.
And listen, and that's why I put the news in here, because like, it doesn't help us, but it's going to help somebody who listens to us. And if they don't see this on social media, like a way for you to grab some more figures.
It helps us by helping everybody else, because we want you guys look at those crowds on the European tour right now at WWE.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. This is amazing. So good. But yeah, these they're right up your alley. So you guys go check out Go Figure Collectibles for your Australian and New Zealand needs for wrestling figures, because I'm sure it's got to be hard to get figures out in New Zealand.
I've never been there.
Me neither. But it's you guys got the Northern Lights, so you got to take the good with the bad. We got Elites. You guys got that. But it's, listen, it's beautiful. Go check them out. Go support Kayfabe Heroes. Great people.
Yes, we love them. And doing great work.
We're not done with that because we got approved samples shooting out from KWK of these beautiful, beautiful figures, man. What is that? Is that Zack Sabre Jr.? No, that's not Zack Sabre Jr. What's that guy's name?
It's Mega
TJ Perkins. My goodness. TJ Perkins. He looks like Zack Sabre Jr. with dark hair. Look, put it that way.
Look at the difference. Like here we have the pictures up with the original prototypes and then the fixed. And I give them credit. They went back and they fixed it. And I love when people listen to the fans. Like that's how you build trust in a company. Good job.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Taka looks great. Taka Michinoku, fantastic. Yeah. These are cool looking.
They are. They really are.
TJ Perkins, man, we need more of that guy on our TV. Where did he go?
I don't even know if he's in New Japan now or what. So I have his figure right behind me, though.
Unless he got lost in old Japan.
Wait a minute. See, I love this with these figures behind me because then I can go boom.
Yeah, this is a great figure. It is. This is a cool one.
There it is.
The beautiful Cruiserweight title.
Yeah. So I got all my Toys R Us exclusives. It makes me sad.
It makes you sad, but you're happy that you got to experience it.
Yes, but I want it back. I want real Toys R Us back. So
dig it. Ooh, yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of ooh, yes, not Macho Man, but come on. We got the Hot Rod from Fanatics, Funko Fridays. Funko Friday Fanatics, Fantastic Fanatics, Funko Friday. I wish it was in February. Great. This Roddy Piper looks fantastic, and a huge, huge fan of it. Digging it. Very much. I love the packaging as well.
Yeah, man. I need to. I didn't order this yet. I think I have to. I really do.
Yeah.
I think maybe I might do it tonight because before it disappears. Oh, I'm spending too much money before Friday. Vegas. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's this Friday. Yeah. So
I'm with Goldberg. We're glad that Funko Friday's on this week.
Yeah.
But not for the news because we love Fanatics Friday.
Great looking Piper, though. I love it. It's long hair Piper. Comes with a little plaque. If you're a fan of Roddy Piper, you need this. I need this. I'm a fan. The Hot Rod. Just when you think you have the answers, you come out with more figures and I have to spend more money.
Yeah. And you're not just a fan. You're a fanatic.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So this is right up your alley. These are so good.
Yeah.
Love the Piper. But we also got those dastardly damn Dudleys in figure and Funko form. These look so cool.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I kind of miss my Funkos when I see it, but not enough to go rebuy them.
Yeah, I get that. I just think they look nice.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, not for me, but super cool.
Big yeah, fan.
Love it.
I tell you though, I mean, I can't wait to see those Major Stars. Those figures look so good. So
those are way cooler than Funkos.
Yes, they are. I agree.
And they're articulated.
They are articulated. So.
I dig it.
So, guys, this Friday is the last Friday for
the last Fanatics Friday before WrestleMania. Because you guys be ready. Be ready. Fanatics, Funko, Fridays, fabulous, fantastic, February, Funaki.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's move on.
Funaki and the Fanatics Funko Fridays. That would have been a great idea.
All right.
Ooh, moving on. We got nice little teases from the very nice, very evil Danhausen for some upcoming micro brawlers, including Hulkhausen and Crimson Ghosthausen. Yes. Very cool. These are awesome. These are shown off on his whatnot. Very nice, very evil, very cursed. Yes.
Can I say something?
You can.
I feel like they're jumping the sharks with all these different variations of Danhausen.
I'm not a fan of the Hulkhausen. I'll give you that. But I do love the Crimson Ghosthausen is based off of the Misfits, which is really cool.
Okay.
So I'll go with that. You know why they're cool? Because they're cool to Danhausen and he's making them. So
that's true.
Do I need Hulk? No. And I can pass on Hulk. I'm okay with that.
And again, here's the beautiful thing I say every single week. If something's not for you, you just don't buy it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure somebody's buying it or they wouldn't be making them.
Damn right.
So these look great if you're a fan of Danhausen. And I'm a fan of Danhausen, but I have the original Danhausen micro brawler. So
I got all of his micro brawlers except for like two.
Oh, wow.
One or two. I think I'm missing the one with the flowers. No, I got the one with the flowers on the head. I'm missing the chase variant of that one, but I will definitely be getting the Crimson Ghost Hausen.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Right. It looks awesome. I love the little cape.
It's not. That's not all we have for Micro Brawlers.
That's not all, because finally, the people, somebody listened. Abaddon coming at you. Her first, hopefully not last, very awesome AEW Micro Brawler, limited to 500, going on sale tomorrow
1 p.m. Eastern.
This Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern, only 500 available. Looks great, Micro Brawler form.
Isn't she no longer signed to AEW? Didn't that break a couple
just about
ago?
I was just about to say that too.
Yeah,
so I very timely.
These must have been sitting somewhere and waiting. But again,
no, this is they were just waiting for her to leave the company so they can make money off
of her. Gotcha. That's how it works.
No, it looks great. It looks super cool.
It does look great. It's definitely a very toyetic Micro Brawler. Like,
very Luna Vachon vibes.
100%.
With the mohawk and the one piece. Like, man, we need Luna. I want Luna. So cool. So if you guys are on the AEW Micro Brawler trade, I've missed one. And I think I'm done.
What?
Yeah, I think I missed like two brawlers. So I think I'm tapping.
Oh, wow.
I know. It was a good run, though.
Wow.
I'm still going to keep the ones I like, but I'm not 100% on them anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, listen, at some point, I think we have to do that with everything. Like, I still buy every Ultimate.
They're so cool. But once I took them down for Christmas, I haven't put them back up yet. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Just
Goldberg wants to know who you missed.
That is a good question. It was one of the more recent ones, but it was like one of those quick sale ones. And I was like,
oh, shoot.
Yeah. I didn't have the funds for it. And I was like, I'm going to get it when I get paid on Friday. And then I forgot about it.
Dude, you know, I'll help you when I can.
I totally spaced on it.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because Micro Brawlers are not my ride or die. They're great.
Yes, I get that. So, okay. But again, they're fun. You have a great AEW collection, but it's just a sign of the times. Pretty soon Mike's going to be collecting every WWE Micro Brawler.
What are the shop WWE ones called?
Oh, yeah. I have a couple. PVC, well, they don't make them anymore, but they were cool.
Thank God. No, listen, I love my Micro Brawlers. We got more Micro Brawlers to be talking about later too, so that works out.
We do, and Goldberg's
streak
has
not been broken.
It goes with the name, right?
It has to, right?
Just don't kick Bret Hart in the head, and you'll be good. Oh, look who's here! Y'all just started early. No, we didn't start early. We started on time. You're late.
So, we're,
that's
maybe,
okay, because you could always go back and watch it again. Do you know?
Yeah,
you can listen to us tomorrow.
As a podcast.
That's it.
Right?
And leave us a 5-star review with a nice comment talking about how good and fun we are.
Yeah. We're even better when you're late. See?
That is true.
Yeah.
So, and it's always better to be late. Never mind. Well, next. Let's go to the next.
Don't get forgotten like Abaddon and go buy this Micro Brawler.
There you go.
There we go. Ooh, I got shields and they're multiplying because the Pinnacle has arrived. We got a closer look. And more from the Pinnacle series from Zombie Sailor Toys being released this Thursday. We got Jeff Jarrett, Brian Pillman to go with King Kong Bundy and Abdullah the Butcher.
I cannot wait for that Abdullah the Butcher, man. I'm so excited for it.
I don't know if I'm 100% in on these yet. I think I'm going to start off with two.
Yeah, I'm definitely starting off with Abdullah the Butcher. What will determine it for me is the cost. Like, how much are they going to be? Like, I am not letting the Abdullah the Butcher go. I might jump on King Kong Bundy if it's a $50 price point. Then I probably will. If it's more like $70, I might not.
If they're $50 price point, I'm all in.
Yeah.
So. But if I have a feeling they're going to be like $70, we'll find out Thursday.
I heard somewhere 50, so I don't know if it's accurate or not.
I could see $69.99 being the price point for a high quality figure, but
I think he's going to have a lot of figures. Like, people are going to be way more picky if they're 70 than 50. I'll tell you that.
But that's a very, very good question for, you know, a toy maker is, are you shooting for out of the park every series release? Are you shooting for complete sellouts of the whole wave? Or are you shooting for, I know somebody's going to like the Pillman and somebody's going to like the Jarrett and somebody might not like this and this, but there's enough for everybody.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Can't wait to like see when we're actually going to get them because the sale starts tomorrow, Friday, Thursday.
Yeah,
but, like, is it a pre-order? Is it coming in soon? Is it going to be another 3 years?
These have been teased for quite some
2 years
time, right?
Now, 2 years
feels like a lifetime.
And he says this is series one, so like maybe by the time I'm 60, we'll have series two.
The Macho Man is going to look really good on in your kicks.
Just put them in my casket with me.
It's something.
I mean, it depends what holiday, Matt. If you're talking 2026, they might ship by then.
Hey, Christmas comes only once every decade.
Listen, I give him credit, though, because one thing I like that he does is he will not ship a shitty product. He makes sure it's perfect. He gets it right. So for that, like, I get that,
except for Big Bully Busick.
Yeah, that's all another story.
These look great. I'm excited to see how they feel in hand. I'm excited to check them out. I love new modern day scale toys.
I held the King Kong Bundy prototype and I held the Brian Pillman prototype and it felt good. That's a prototype though. It's not the done. So I'm kind of curious as well.
Very, very curious. I'm on the same page. I don't know if I'd pay $60-$70 a figure, but I have to see what they feel like and how they feel in hand.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
And what other offerings are you coming with? Because if you're making these ECW names,
yes,
and ringside, awesome.
I also want to see
through a wrench in his line because those toys are great.
And how fast they came out and
the unsanctioned
wasn't line a wait time. Like again,
yeah.
Ringside did a beautiful job with the way they did that whole thing. It was, we have an announcement next Thursday. They're for sale. So,
That's my button.
Metal. I'm excited for these. Butcher, all the heads are amazing. I cannot wait.
Of course, everything's got to come out Mania season, right, Tom?
Speaking of, of course. Abdul the Butcher, did you see he's now standing again because of DDP?
I did. It's wild, man.
DDP is doing some work for a guy who's not a very good guy, but we're not here to bury people.
He's changed a lot of lives.
Yeah, he has. let's move on to the next story.
Speaking of awesome modern-day scale figures, we got these beautiful, beautiful Legends of Lucha Libre Premium Wave 4 from Boss Fight Studios. This is the muchos gracias of wrestling figures. These are awesome. So can't wait to get these featuring Dragon Lee, Trollistico, and Rush.
You have one guy signed to WWE, another guy signed to AEW. How in the world are they making these figures when we've already gotten a Dragon Lee WWE?
Aren't they both the other two signed to AEW?
Is the other guy? Oh, you know what? He might be.
I feel like this was a trios match like last year.
Holy smoke. So how they're making these figures, I don't get. But they look really good.
Who cares? Have you bought in the Boss Fight Studios?
No.
Legends of Lucha. I have the Penta and Phoenix. Unbelievable.
Oh, immaculate. Really?
Yeah,
really?
They're so good. So I'm very curious to see how these look fantastic. Rush looks unbelievable.
Really does.
Yeah, I'm here for it, man. Listen, I don't care how we're getting off talent. I don't care where they're signed. Give me them. I like.
Listen, the more wrestling the figures, the better. But like again, modern scale, modern day 112 scale, they look great.
32 plus points of articulation.
Okay, it's Corbin B said in the chat. I read they signed BFS contracts prior to signing with AEW and WWE.
Good.
So that's cool. And that's a great way to get a Rush into our collection because he hasn't even been made by Jazzwares yet. So
I'm here for it. And these are quality. They're a little more premium too. So like if you're, obviously, with
what's
Lucha
the price
Libre,
point on these?
Like $50?
Okay.
That's terrible. Anybody?
No, that's not terrible at all. Like I said, I would pay $50 for that. Also, not Abdul the Butcher.
So. Yeah. They're great. It'd be cheaper. They could be like 32, but they're around that 32.50.
Well, they look great. They'd look great. Yeah. So if you're fans of any of these guys, get them. I mean,
how can you not be? Yeah, $45.
Shoot, that's awesome.
They're beautiful, man.
Yeah, the price point is $45. We think
great packaging, great everything. Oh. But listen, Boss Fight Studios does not spare any expenses. They do a great job with their product and good stuff. I love the Lucha Libre line. My only problem is there's not more of it.
I get that.
Yeah. Great stuff, though.
But again, check them out, guys. Three great figures. I mean,
eight.
And again, I think the Dragon Lee from WWE was kind of rushed. It's very plain, very not a lot of deco on it, but this one is good. And I'm sure we're going to get a much better one from Mattel at some point in the near future.
Yeah. This one's not rushed. This one's Roosh.
Yeah, that's true.
The Vampiro Comic-Con exclusive was only $45, I think. So it was a great.
That's a very affordable price range. I cannot wait for WrestleCon.
Excited for you. You got some fun stuff going on, man.
Yeah, guys, and make sure you are tuned into our social media the week of WrestleMania. I will be out there. We will be posting stuff all week. If you guys are interested, I'll even post non-wrestling figure-related stuff about my trip, so you could all take a trip with me for those of you who can't be there, because I'm going to be in Vegas for 10 days. I'm thinking of maybe going to the Raw after Mania. Never done that. I think that would be cool. So might go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. The ticket's kind of pricey, but, you know, I'm excited to be out there.
You only live once.
Ooh, Liv is going to be there? What?
Yeah, and she'll probably be there too. But no.
She's going to be at one of the after parties for WrestleMania. I was like, sign me up.
You go have fun, because I think you're going
to... I'm going to start a GoFundMe, guys, to help support my trip. I'm kidding. I'm not really going to do that. I would love to have more money, but I don't do that. So
you're just going to start an OnlyFigs.
An OnlyFigs. Listen, we got a little bit of an announcement to make in just a couple minutes. Oops. We got something to show off here that we haven't told anybody yet. I got them here. I know about
that.
We'll do that at the end of the news, guys. You ready for something special from the Fig guys?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. All right. What do we got next?
Coming up next, we got some grapplers and gimmicks. Hillbilly Jim is in the house, baby. These look super cool. Grapplers and gimmicks, obviously, always killing it. Like the nice touch. It's a unique looking Hillbilly Jim. We got the denim jacket on him. He's rocking the bandana in the hand. Very cool.
Wow. Yeah. Don't go messing with the country boy, country boy, country boy, country boy. Hillbilly Jim. I mean, I have the original Legends Mattel. I have my LJN. Now he's coming to you at Retro Hasbro for him. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Hillbilly Jim. I met him at WrestleMania 20. He was just hanging out in a hotel lobby talking to people.
It's funny. We were like, they didn't have like WWE access at WrestleMania 22. They just had like a tent in the parking lot. And you could do like put your hand on the Andre thing. Like they had the video game set up. Hillbilly Jim was the only person there doing autographs. Only person.
Oh, wow.
And he was just chilling. He was super,
super nice dude, right? Yeah. No, he was just hanging out with the fans when I saw him. And that year I did they had an event at WrestleMania 20 called Bagels, Breakfast, Bagels, and Biceps.
Yeah, Biceps, Bagels, and Breakfast. I always signed up for one of those. It was cool.
Mick Foley was there. Like, I'm in a hotel. We stayed at the hotel for that Hall of Fame. And I'm going up, and all of a sudden the doors open, and Mick Foley's there, and he goes to walk in the elevator. And I'm like all excited. And he's like, oh, this is going up. And he stepped out. Oh, my God. But I did get to ride the elevator with Booker T. So.
Did you look at Mick when he was walking out and say, have a nice day?
That would have been genius.
He would have laughed at that. When I was walking through the Chicago Comic-Con, CD2, whatever the hell it was, we were walking around and I seen Noelle Foley walking. And they started going, Noelle. It's... She turned around and came right up and started talking to me because of the Christmas. Like it was funny. She was like, oh, really?
She's a really nice person to talk
to. Yeah, I was just screwing around with her, you know, we were with buddies. And
I would love to get to chat with her, man. I would love to get to talk with her at WrestleCon. I wonder if she'll be there.
I'm sure. So. I'm sure.
I'm so looking forward to WrestleCon.
Frank the Clown in Vegas.
Yeah, listen, if anybody's listening, watching, and they're going to be there, hit me up. I would love to meet you. I would love to hang out, go get a drink or something, you know, go get a bagel. I don't know if they have bagels in Vegas. I'm sure they do, but they're not
very
good.
New York has very, very great delicatessen with bagels.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for my trip. So, all right. In case I haven't mentioned that, let's go to the next.
Ooh, we got some big news coming from our big friends over at Big Shots, because we got brand new Big Shot Brawler Buddies. Check out this awesome, awesome throwback cane coming at you in three sizes, the 7-inch, the 16-inch, the more appropriate cane size, the 22-inch. I feel like cane's got to be 22 inches, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll have to ask Katie Vick. But the biggest news is coming at you is the one, the only Chelsea Green coming at you in big shots form, also in 7, 16, and 22 inches. Awesome. So cool. I didn't think the Chelsea Green was going to be something that I was like, damn, I kind of want that. But now, damn, I kind of want that.
Dude, I feel the same way. You know, I think Cardona got the body-sized one for when she's on the road and he's home alone.
That's the 62-inch one, right?
Yes. That does have to be Kane.
That one right comes now. Is only ready for, or yeah, only ready for him. But so cool, dude. I seen the post. It was a great look. And Cardona looks thrilled that he's got a mini Chelsea for his
dude. I love
Chelsea.
How like happy he is to see his wife's merchandise.
How could you not be?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's how I look at it. Like, it's
he collects
awesome.
Our cards and she doesn't care. It's so funny when you listen to that.
But this is cool. Obviously, she's rocking. She's got her hat on here. She's rocking this awesome gold and green gear. I'm a big fan of it. I think it's awesome. But I mean,
it does look great.
One of the coolest Kane pillow buddies of all time, too.
Like, 100%.
You cannot look, the mask looks great. Nolan over at Big Shots did such an awesome job at the design on these. Big fan, man.
Yeah, he really did. He does. Nolanium on Instagram, if you guys are curious and you want to go follow him. Great
and
artist.
Go follow Big Shots.
Just like our friend Extra Cooler. And we're working on something new with Extra Cooler too. That'll be it'll be announced
soon.
In about 8 weeks.
83 weeks.
Eight weeks on our 1 year anniversary of the Fig Guy. So it'll be a fun episode.
We're getting old. But if you guys are into these awesome Big Shots, head on over to Big Shots and use code Tom. What's the code again?
The Fig Guys 10.
The Fig Guys 10 and saves 10% on your Big Shot orders from your Fig Guys.
Yeah. It looks great. I mean, I told him, I was talking to him, and we can't wait to have him back on a show because that was such a fun episode.
Yeah, that was great.
But I'm like, you're making me want to buy all these. You're going to make me broke, and I'm trying to save for Mania. So I'm trying not to buy figures.
Have no fear. Maybe you'll pick up one or two in Mania weekend because they are going to be available at the WWE shop.
Maybe they'll have an exclusive there.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah, there you go. WrestleMania exclusive.
I like it. Keep your eyes peeled at Big Shots. Again, use code FigGuys10. Save 10% on your Big Shots orders. Collect them all. Have a battle royal. I want to see somebody with like 30 Big Shots come Rumble season. I want a Big Shots battle royal.
I like it. I think it should be you.
It's gotta be me.
All right.
What else we got here? The WWE Championship Slap Band Series 2 have been found in the aisles of Walmart. Exclusive Walmarts. You guys remember the slap bands from the early 90s, late 80s, right?
Things used to hurt.
They do hurt. My kids still love them. And they're back in figure form. But hey, hear me out. You guys like big rubber guys, right? I bet you these would look pretty cool around a big rubber guy.
That's a great idea. I got to see if I can find these.
I'm always thinking.
Absolutely.
I need them too. I love them. They're so, so cool. I've seen people buy them. People are eating these up. They're so cool.
I've never seen these. I got to see them.
I see people posting them all the time now. And I'm like, well, it's crazy to think.
Where would
they be
in Walmart?
This hasn't been executed before. They're in like a little box.
On a toilet? So
it would be in the toilet, I would assume, right?
Okay.
So look for like a little blind bag box, because I think that's what they come in.
Oh, they do hurt. Okay. All right. Oop, is that the last bit of news? Well, we got some more news, but it's not...
Not yet, but it's okay. That's the last of the WWE Slap Band Series 2 news. We're moving on to some hopeful vibes, because we got word out. Are we moving into it? We got a slide for it? No slide for it.
We're just talking about this.
Well, the world's strongest man just signed up for a brand new Legends deal with WWE. Get yourself some sexual chocolate, hopefully in fig form, very, very soon. I smell a lot of From the Vault releases coming in the form of the world's strongest man.
Anybody's
okay with that.
For the Decade of Dominance, Mark Henry, I got one for sale if you want.
Dude, you know what we need? We need the salmon suit retirement, yes. Mark Henry. We haven't gotten that.
How about that should be a defining moment? Figure,
boom, beautiful. You just saved defining moments.
Yeah, well, listen, we booked a whole episode talking about what they should do, so.
Yeah, that's a forgotten person, though. Mark Henry, I mean, he's been over at AEW for the past couple of years, so it's good to have Mark back. Figure cool team. Oh, so pumped.
I love it.
Yeah, super, super pumped. But I know the next piece of news is something that Tom's very, very excited about because they already signed up the Big Rubber Guy deals. And they're moving into WWE. Right. You're getting Mattel's too. We got, what is it, a Crush, right? Crush is coming. His family just announced that they signed a posthumous Legends deal for their dad. So we're getting Crush, baby, back to the line after I just sent you mine.
Yeah. You need me to send it back? I still have it.
Hell no, I don't need to keep it.
Because that's got to go with my original Demolition.
I was going to say, that's the original Crush, man.
We need Demolition Ultimates, right?
We need Demolition Ultimates. We need three packs. We need Coliseum collections. We need everything.
Please.
We need little rubber guys, big rubber guy.
Absolutely. I know. My dream world, it's one day Big Rubber Guys gets a WWE license. That's my dream.
Wouldn't it be cool if they did like what Big Shots does?
Yeah, absolutely.
That way they could still keep it. They could still do their own thing.
Absolutely. Do it like one every quarter or two every quarter or something for WWE. Yeah. Sign me up, please.
Packaging.
Sign me up.
One modern guy, one legend.
I'd love a Roman Reigns LJN figure.
Seth Rollins LJN figure would be so cool.
With his hand up. CM Punk. Awesome. It's got to be better than
I would love an entrance Seth Rollins, like a robe.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Goofy,
I like
all
it.
That goofy
you
shit.
You give me an idea for a whole episode. We got to book a. We got to pick like six wrestlers to make LJNs out of and like how you pose them. Let's do it.
That sounds like a great first year two episode.
There you go. I love it.
I'm thinking. We're branding. We're doing good things. I think I am thinking what I think you're thinking.
I think so. All right. Let's move on to the next. Oh, wait. What else is there? There's one
last,
more.
Last but not least, guys. If you haven't picked up the latest batch of Legends figures, or in fact, anything else, Legends, Ultimates, Elites, all 40% off, and the Evolution 3-pack over at Target right now. So sale alert. Make sure you guys get out there and head on to Target and pick up all your leftovers. I know Sid is still popping up in shelves. There's Rick Rude, one of the best Rick Rudes ever made.
Such a good Rick Rude.
Yeah, it's true. It's good to be rude. Such a good Rick Rude. But there was a banger Legend series. Clean my shelves out so we can get more sooner.
Absolutely.
I need them. I'm here for it. But yeah, go up. I was like, oh, they're on sale. And I went on the app because you told me about it, and I already have them. I don't know what the hell I was looking at them for.
Now we got a little Fig Guy news for you. Mike knows. Mike's will be arriving tomorrow because I got a box in the mail the other day. Can anybody guess what's in this box? I don't think so. I don't think anybody in the chat knows. I don't even think I told Goldberg. I told a couple of people. I sent pictures to.
It's a prototype.
It is a prototype.
It's a prototype. It's the prototype. You can't see him yet, but he no.
You ready for this, Mike? Should I just show it off? Should I talk about it? Like, oh wait, hold on.
Show it off.
Let me turn on Fig Cam so you get a better view at it.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. Get a little intimate with the Fig Cam.
I didn't mean to record. Is it coming up in there?
I heard a beep.
Okay, I'm hitting the wrong things here. Okay, here. Let me
coming out.
Let me add the camera. What am I doing here? How do you add a camera? Present extra camera. Here we go. Osmos Pocket 3. Share. Here we go.
It's the hell did you just call me?
So here we go, guys. So to be debuted at WrestleMania weekend, and of course, we're going to save some for you people in the chat, but I will be handing out some... The first two Big Guys trading cards. That's right. So the first Big Guy trading card right here. Oh, I didn't add the camera. What am I, an idiot?
Okay, we're enjoying it. LA Knight thing here. He jumped in. Yeah.
Okay, so here it is right here. It's the first Big Guys Fig card.
Boom.
How cool is that? Like, look. Nice glossy finish. Look at the back. I don't know if you can read it or not. So... If Fig Cam goes into business for itself, like we have Big Guys trading cards. How cool is this? But that's not the only one that will be given away WrestleMania weekend because we also have number one of the first set. We're gonna do yearly sets of cards as giveaways. These doesn't cost you anything. Just for following us, for watching us, we're gonna be giving cards away. So like you want to see who wants to see card number one of series one?
Ready? H. Wartz wants to see.
There we go. So it is a very special edition WrestleMania card featuring Cody Rhodes and John Cena. How cool is this?
I like it, right?
How cool is this?
Keeping it thick form.
Stoney, I'll send him to you, and it'll be a lot less time than it took me to send you that Funko Pop. Here's the back. It comes with a little thing. You can read it. So that's your Cody? It's not. I took that Cody picture, didn't I, Mike?
It's Tom's Cody shot.
Yeah, I took it. Yeah. I was like, what's he talking about?
But it's a good Cody shot.
Yeah. So Mike had me take shots, so I guess he just likes my shot.
They look good. I dig them.
Yeah, I took it a couple weeks ago when we were making the cards. So, but again, so here's first two cards. Guys. So thank you. So the first two cards, I will be handing these out at WrestleMania. If you guys want me to send you these cards, send official Fig Guys a DM or send us an email at contact@thefigguys.com.
Yeah.
And I will get these out because I want you guys to have these as well. But I also want to get our name out there. So.
And I got a whole series of cards that we've been working on. So you guys will enjoy them.
Yeah. They're cool looking. Month we plan on releasing at least one. But then, you know, we might throw in special bonuses in there. So
will you keep looking for my phone because I was going to show off like one of the other ones, just be like, this is what we're working. And Where the hell is it? And then it's just sitting right in front of me. But they're very, very cool.
I have a box of cards to bring to Las Vegas with me to hand out, be hanging out at the World. I'll be hanging out at the Superstar. I'll be handing out at WrestleCon, just giving these away. So
I would, we would absolutely collab with you if we were to do that.
Oh, hell yeah, I would.
But we could. That would be a cool idea to do for one of the months.
Absolutely, we could do a
throwing that out there. That'd be cool. We could add a second QR code throwing you to his social.
Dude, how about you just gave me an idea? We'll talk about it off the air. But I was just thinking, what if we focus like we could do a Fig Freak shot 1 month?
I'm great with that.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
The community spotlight, man.
That's right. Let people see, and then we could put a little bit about each person with their social media on the back.
Yeah.
So people can find them.
That's a great idea.
Like I said, I just want to build the whole industry. I love everything about wrestling figures. I love the community. So we're just here to pick everybody.
Everybody's got their own thing. I was just going to talk about these too, because I got these in the mail. But the new Danhausen stickers that he sends out monthly for being part of his Patreon are so cool. And that was like kind of the same thing. Like,
yeah,
we wanted to do something for you guys because you guys are awesome. And
yes.
So I can't be as fashionable as Danhausen is, obviously. But
yeah,
I could take some good pictures.
All right, we got to jump into our ringside roundup because it's getting late early.
It's okay. It's ringside
roundup. The ringside roundup is brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Go to WrestlingFigures.com today. When you're done listening to us talk about all these wrestling figures, and when you go to check out, there's going to be a little box where you can put the seven letters Fig Guys in there, F-I-G-G-U-Y-S, and you will save 10% on your order. Ringside is just crushing it. Like, don't waste your time going to the stores and not finding what you're looking for. If you're looking for an exclusive, that's one thing. Go order from Ringside. You'll get it 3 months before anybody else. You'll save a bunch of money. You use code Fig Guys. And again, now, as you can see by our first bit of news, you could save even more money. Tell them why, Mike.
Oh, we're going to be talking about it because we got fresh, new in stock AEW Unrivaled 17 featuring Adam Copeland, Christian Cage, Swerve Strickland, Ricky Starks, Killswitch, and of course, ever so sweet Willow Nightingale. It was a great set. Awesome, awesome set.
I thought
you were going
to talk about the WrestleMania sale. Okay, I should.
Oh, man, I totally spaced on that. But yeah, throw this one up there. So we'll go back to it because I was trying to save the best for last. No. But so good. This is a great, great set. And fresh in stock, man. Looking great. I've seen some awesome pictures already on the internet of Swerve. Killswitch looks great. Christian looks awesome. Copeland looks great. This is great. Awesome set. Available now. over at ringside.
I'm two sets behind on Jazzwares figures.
That's
crazy. Really need that sky blue. That one is so nice, man.
I'm like two sets behind too, I think.
Yeah, that's all I'm behind now. So I just gotta jump in and catch up a little.
This is a great Christian though. I'm here for it. Daddy is home and ready to come into your collection with turtleneck doll. so good.
Absolutely. All right, let's jump back real quick. Boom.
Yes, boom. Let's talk about it because we got the WrestleMania sale going on over at Ringside Collectibles. It's that time of year. It's WrestleMania season, and not only are the buildup is hot, but also is the promos and everything going into it, including this WrestleMania sale brought to you by Ringside Collectibles. Go check out all the good savings that they're hooking you up with. I'm digging it, man. Absolutely digging it. Yeah. So I take advantage of these as much as I possibly can. Ringside going out above and beyond to hook it up.
Absolutely. So and if you haven't like pre-ordered the Road Warriors, go do that too. Because I have a feeling when the next batch sells out, they're going to be gone. So not hesitate.
We're lucky enough they hooked it up with the second batch. I mean, come on. They'll sold out 100%. So fast. They're beautiful though. So
they are beautiful. They're worth every penny. So
yep.
So you can use code for you guys and you save a few more pennies.
Hell yeah. I'm here for it. Tom's here for it. Absolutely. And I know who else is here for it.
Who else is here for it?
Adam Cole, baby, and MJF, because coming up, already in stock right now, shipping quicker than you could shake a stick at him. We got the ever so defunct Better Than You, Baby 2-pack featuring Adam Cole and MJF in matching gear. So awesome. The promos that Jazzwares shot with them were hysterical. With MJF holding, you know, blocking off Adam Cole's, and I'm not talking about him. Then, you know, vice versa. So good. These are great. They look awesome gear, great accessories. Make sure you pick them up now. Don't forget to use code FIGUYS and save 10%. I love it.
I absolutely love it. And last but not least, baby. But a ringside roundup today.
Not a brawler buddy per se, but they're not a brawler buddy. Look, he's like Michael Cole over here. He's doing.
Oh, we're both 50-year-old men.
We got the Bleacher Buddies coming from Ringside Collectibles.
Bleacher
exclusive beach bloody. We need bloody Beecher, bloody Bleacher Buddies. Okay, I'm a tongue twisting kind of guy right now, but these are awesome, man. Jey Uso rocking it out, yeet it up with this Ringside Collectibles exclusive coming at you from Bleacher Buddies.
He's cool. It's really cool. So head on over.
He's no big shot. Yeah, but he's rocking.
Tongue Twister Tuesday.
It is Tongue Twister Tuesday right here on Fed Guys. Fanatics Friday.
Head on over right now and use that code. Save yourself 10%. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Absolutely. So good.
What am I saying?
I think we're done with the ringside roundup.
So what do you say we get to unbox with us? Boom. All right. So I know I had a slow week. I didn't get too much. And luckily I went to the store today because it's where I think I got everything that I got this week. So let's turn Fig Cam back on and I can
show you. Fig Cam going. I'm excited to see what you got.
I got the first thing I got at Target today. Yes, I am going to be a completist on this set because I don't think there's going to be too many, but I had to get this. Like, how cool is this?
Hey, Bert.
Oh, that's a good Ernie. Like, but they didn't have Ernie, and that just destroyed me. But I couldn't leave Bert behind because
I'm cool. Better, Bert.
And they're coming out like
they like me better.
They're coming out with a whole bunch of others. Like, I mean, Ernie was the fun one, right? But listen, Ernie was Sesame Street one. Was so entertaining. Like, Ernie was friggin' hysterical.
I'm a sucker for for little stuff, side stuff. I mean, wrestling's the main thing, but like. Yeah. NECA rocks, man, and Sesame Street twice are so good.
I was a big Sesame Street.
I see some awesome Fig photography too, where they were like doing movie scenes with Bert and Ernie. I forgot who was doing it. Hopefully, you'll be able to find them, but they're so good. I love them. Bert and Ernie's great start. Great start to get these into your collection.
Absolutely. The next thing I found at Target today. I picked up the CM Punk Basic 154. I wasn't looking for it, but I couldn't leave it behind either. Like, I had to get it. How cool is this? It's early.
That's not Ernie.
ECW CM Punk to be with Bert, but since I don't have Ernie, so it's now Punk and Bert. So
we got to, you got to redo the AEW press conference, but with Bert, we should towel around his head and I work with children. What do you mean, Ernie? Bert?
Yeah. So I picked it up. Look at the back. It's like, you know, it's a basic. It's the main event line. I couldn't leave it. Not the best skin in the world, but it's not supposed to be. I guess they don't use the DJI on these.
Well, this is an old punk head, and I think this was one of those ones that were trying to get it out there, which is okay. I'm so looking forward to new punk heads with the long hair.
Yeah, that's
gonna be good stuff. But this is good. Well, the Ultimate that they got coming out that was announced, that one's got the long hair, and I love it, Bert.
I was happy to find this today. Very happy. Wasn't sure to get it.
But you came home rubber duckyless.
I did. I need the Ernie. If anybody sees Ernie, let me know. Maybe Amazon has it. Does Amazon sell them?
They have to.
Okay. I'll hop on.
I bought some of the Mickey Mouse ones on Amazon.
So my buddy Mike, that's you, he texts me today. Yeah. And he's like, if you go to Walmart today, he goes, look for this. I'm like, all right. Thinking, okay, I know people are getting it, but I'm never going to see it.
The following pickup was paid for by the New World Order.
And they had it at Walmart. And I cannot believe it. I love these sets. The packaging's so much fun. Like, you don't need to open these to display them. Like,
that's
you
beautiful. Can,
but I'm not gonna open this. Like, it's just awesome.
I'm always like when I see the multi-packs, especially, I'm like, oh, I just gotta pick up one. Because sometimes I'll open them, I'll keep the box and all that stuff.
Right.
Well, you know the story behind this. I need two. Yeah. I have to have two. Absolutely. Yeah.
I have two hidden in my Walmart. So
I didn't. Tom does not live by any Walmarts. He's lying. You don't know what he's talking about.
What?
Don't go searching underneath pancakes.
Looking
for toys. He does not hide things under pancakes.
No, I never hide things anywhere in Walmart. So
I always take the New Day figures and put them in the pancake aisle.
Do you really? That's hysterical. Look, it's good. Let me bring the camera a little closer so you can see the scans a little better. But like,
such a great set, man. I'm surprised these have popped up so quick, too.
I know. I love that these are now quarterly sets, though, at Walmart.
Absolutely.
And they're just great. Ooh, why did it go dark? What did I do?
It dimmed. Oh, it's got fireworks coming because it sees Hulk Hogan doing the too sweet.
Oh, is that what was happening? Anyway. What a great set. I love this. $70 at Walmart. And I guess, and I hope it goes on clearance because I would absolutely pick up another one of these.
The leather
coats just look so good. Like,
I am ecstatic. I can't wait to get this in the collection.
So absolutely. That's my pickups for the week, Mike.
That's his pickups. I have obviously what we shared on the graphic, the latest pro wrestling tease crate.
Cool.
I did want to show off. I don't think I talked about the Hardys yet.
Oh no, hold on. I forgot they were
showing on my couch right here, but the AEW Hardys, the Ring of Honor set.
Ring of Honor, okay.
It's super good, man. I got Matt here. Jeff's in the back, but they came out great. They're pretty cool.
Dude, I think maybe one day in the future we do a whole episode like we did with the Macho Man, but we do a whole Hardys episode.
That would take like 9 hours. I'm down for that. There's so many good Hardy Boy figures out there.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah, there we go. Check out the Pro Wrestling Crate of the Month. This one's very AEW heavy from what I've heard and what I've seen online. I'm super pumped to get into it. I forgot I even had this still on the order list. I always go to cancel them or say I'm going to cancel them. And then I just keep getting them.
Oh, no, I forgot to tell Goldberg. I was going to text him because I was wanted to let him know that the ringside J is Bleacher Buddy.
It is a Bleacher Buddy. It is a good one, though. All right, what do we got here? The next box is a tag team crate featuring RVD and Sabu, the Hardy Boys, Los Guerreros, ICP, got to keep this one just for Golga, and more. so we got your card, you got your goodies. Let's get into it, guys. Let's check out the T-shirts first.
And yes, it is WWE NWO.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good one. But check out.
Perfect view.
Boom. Check out this. Eddie Guerrero is my favorite wrestler. I would wear this to Mania if I was going. This is a fantastic shirt with the roses on it. Typical Eddie Guerrero font.
Looking I guess good, his though. Deal is not exclusive.
His deal is not exclusive.
That's cool.
But we know how pro wrestling teases us too.
Yeah, but listen, they're going to get cease and desist if they're doing stuff they're not supposed to from Connecticut. So
check out this awesome one. The Icon Sting. This is a great shirt. I actually like this one very much. Super, super cool. Very, very, very awesome. See, AEW shirts, man, popping up in the pro wrestling crate. Like they're rocking them out, man. Very, very nice. Good quality, yeah, obviously. Pro wrestling tees, 1 hour tees are fun. Hopefully, I got some chase brawlers here, but we'll see.
Have you not opened it yet?
No, I have not. I just cut the tape on it.
Oh, wow.
I was a good boy. I waited. The greatest dark match of all time. Colt Cabana versus, was that Satin and Singh or whatever his name is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, going in the giveaway pile.
The greatest dark match of all time, I would vote, was Joey Janela versus Robert Anthony.
That was fantastic. Shout out to Ego.
That match blew me away.
Ego Pro Wrestling, man. Our good friends here in Chicago. But we got a new Brawler Balls, and it's, of course, Danhausen.
Very nice.
Nice stress ball. Like, Uli Eye is very cool. Yes. Very nice. I like the details on it. Blood dripping and stuff like that. He's got some spiders in the back.
There's a gash in the back of the head.
He's got two gashes. Cool. Yeah. Three gashes. He's all gashed up, man. But if you wear his boots, they fix all your ails. What else? Ooh, hell yeah. We got the Chase pin.
Oh,
not a big pin guy, but with all the New Jack news going around, that is a really cool New Jack pin. Super awesome, man. Yeah, here for it. It's got some glitter on the New Jack 187. Very, very awesome.
Very cool. Very, very
so cool. We got the Chase pin, which means hopefully we get the Chase Brawler, but we also got this Darby Allin pink beanie matching his super awesome pink coat. There we go. Cool. I like, there's so much random stuff in these.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's before we get to the autograph, let's get into the brawlers, because I'm excited to see these. I'm doing a blind look at these. I didn't flip them over yet.
Wow.
We got Scapegoat Jungle Jack Perry. Jungle Boy's back, man. Super cool. Lord. The Scapegoat making his AEW brawler. I'm Matt, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But yeah, you got this awesome Scapegoat brawler. Very awesome looking. There's a Chase. He's wearing the blue denim. I'm glad I got the black.
And it's kind of weird. They are AEW branded in a regular crate. That's weird.
Yeah. Very, very weird. We got the Beast Mortos.
Oh.
Brawler form. He looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not something I'm dying for, but it's very,
you know,
very
he's
cool.
a lawyer in real life.
I did not know that.
Yeah, his shoot job is a lawyer.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And here we go. We got the monthly autograph, of course. This is a funny one.
Do we know who it is?
I do. Do you know who it is?
Okay. No, I don't.
Well, you're about to find out. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Ricky Saints. Oh, wait,
no, this
Ricky
is Ricky Starks. This is his brother, his cousin.
Oh, okay.
Looks like it says Saints to me.
Cool
but
picture.
This was basically an AEW crate.
It really was.
It really, really was. This is minus the Eddie Guerrero shirt. That was the only piece of merch.
Not that we were complaining.
The Eddie Guerrero shirt was the only thing that was. It's part of the AEW thing. A great auto. Happy to have it.
I've gotten three meet and greets so far at the World for WrestleMania weekend. I'm going to meet Bayley because me and my wife love her. And yeah. I just love someone who loves wrestling like she does.
Fair.
I'm also going to meet Chelsea Green because I've never met her. Very reasonably priced to get the photos with them.
Yeah.
And I had to get All Ego Ethan Page. So
one
of my favorites in AEW. I love him in NXT. That guy is so good, I think. AEW dropped the ball with him so badly.
Yeah, absolutely. Those World meet and greets were actually very reasonable. I was surprised.
I thought so.
Yeah. That was cool for you, man.
By the time I got into to get them, CM Punk was sold out. It also didn't help that I was kind of
he was
up.
He was fairly cheap though. It wasn't super.
No, he was very reasonably priced, but I was sleeping and I got up and I did not feel well. If you remember that morning, I might have overindulged the night before and thought I was going to die when I went to my computer, but I didn't. Thank God. Yeah.
You were dying to get your autographs, your Bailey sign up. So it was good. You at least got something.
I'm so stoked to meet Bailey because she's so good. I love her. Like, she's so quick witted. I love that stuff. So.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Back to what Matt was saying, this was an AEW
created. Really, AEW wasn't
brawlers. AEW. Like, it felt like they mixed it up. You know, it's very weird that they did that. You know?
Yeah,
I'm surprised. Very surprised. But it was. Yeah.
Well, listen, they don't get WWE people, so what are they going to do?
Yeah, no, they don't get AEW or WWE.
And I don't know how they do. Well, they get retired guys, but I don't know if they could even use guys on Legends deal. I don't know how that works. Is everybody an exclusive now, or some people not an exclusive?
Yeah, no. It's very strange, but it was very weird that it was so heavy. AEW, it's mind-boggling to me that they wouldn't, you know, not save the stuff for the next AEW crate.
Yeah, that's true. I don't get it, but okay.
Is this everybody that's getting fired from AEW?
You had Phoenix and
the Penta Danhausen in there. Ball, the Ricky
You got
Saints.
The Miro Saints. I'm surprised there's no Malachi Black, anything in there.
I'm shocked myself. But well worth $30 for the crate. I'm calling that. This was a great, this was a good one. They're not always.
They always are. You're always getting your money's worth in the crate.
Yeah. So. Like, I'll tell you. Like, I'm glad it wasn't a pair of socks. Like,
a lot of times,
two
shirts are worth more than what they usually pay for the crate. So,
yeah. And lately, like, once in a while, you get a dud shirt, but most of the time, they're nice shirts.
Yeah. So, you can't complain about that.
Yeah. Listen, that's the only way I keep my wardrobe fresh is with pro wrestling crates.
Yeah. So listen, I need that Cena last WrestleMania shirt. Like, I need to collect one of them.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait for you to watch Raw. I don't even watch Raw yet. I'm not spoiling anything for you.
Was that
great?
Good, huh?
Promos. Yeah, it was just. The Netflix Raws. People complaining about certain, like, I'm okay with it. They gave up. They like the crowd was swearing at some point, and then like. They were trying to mute it during the first time. And
Stop muting the crowd. Well, I don't care what you're chanting.
Well, the second time, they were just like, we're done. We're not muting them anymore.
You're Netflix. Netflix. We could hear cursing. Like,
anything,
stop.
If the wrestler swears, okay, you got to mute it. But
no,
don't
mute
crowd.
It.
They
don't
shouldn't. No, I'm saying, but if I had to pick and choose one, I'd rather have you mute the wrestler swearing than the crowd. Let the crowd just be the crowd.
I don't even want that because it just takes
away. I don't want that either.
Like, listen, here's my opinion of it. I don't have kids, right? You're a father.
I don't care.
Kids. It's your responsibility to tell your kids, don't use that language.
My kids are the little girl that was in the AEW crowd that was like, hey, Jericho. Yeah, so there's that. So we can't really complain.
Listen, it's a parent's responsibility. If they don't want them hearing that language or they don't want them using it, tell them, if I hear you using this language, guess who's not watching Raw?
You. Listen, kick your kids out of your house because I'm sure you guys use that language too. Okay.
That is true. So listen, everybody curses. Is there even such thing as a curse word anymore?
Danhausen. It was a great job. It was a very nice. I'm glad I got this Hardy Boy.
You kind of make me wish I got that set.
I'm mad it sold out, man. It was a great.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it, so it looks cool. Oh, I like this even soft goods for the thing coming out of his back.
Yeah.
Time that's been soft goods?
No, they've done that. So Jax started with the soft goods coming out of the Jeff Hardy things. So it translated very well with this.
Cool.
Great figure. Cool. Yeah, cool Hardy set, man.
What an episode we had. We announced our new Fig Guy cards. Again, totally free. Send us a DM and I'll drop them in the mail to you if you want both cards. And we will be releasing new cards monthly is the plan. So Mike's going to be taking pictures. Series one. This is
We're
series
pretty stacked
one.
For right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
we got a plethora of them pulled out.
Yeah,
or put made. So that's a good thing. Yeah,
yeah. So I can't wait. You know, fill up, and then come next WrestleMania, we'll start series two. Every WrestleMania will be the start of a new series.
Yeah.
So, and again, hopefully, I'm at every WrestleMania from now on. I plan on going every year. Next year, I'll be going down to Louisiana to see my friend J-Bone and going to WrestleMania. So I've never been down
you're
there.
You're going to have a good time in New Orleans, baby.
I cannot wait. And finally
everybody
J-Bone.
Sounds like Dusty Rhodes.
I think J-Bone's the only guy I haven't met yet from our old group. So I can't wait to hang out with him.
Yeah, New Orleans is fun. Everybody sounds like Dusty.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, baby, the car wash area down the road. You're going to get yourself a good scrub.
You're like, have some jambalaya, if you will.
Yeah, if you will, daddy, you're going to have some jambalaya and be the American dream, baby. I love it. No. I'm here for it.
Oh, man. What a fun episode. Anything else before we get on out of here for the week, Mike?
Next week I will have the latest from Zombie Sailor Heels and Faces, so make sure you guys tune in for that. And I should have some extra goodies. I know Tom sent me something fun.
Yeah,
I can't wait to unbox. But also, I got some goodies coming from our good friend Diorama Dad that I'm going to show off next week, which is going to be really exciting. So stay tuned in for that. I know Diorama Dad's excited to see his stuff out here, and I'm excited to share it. We got some good stuff.
Just for the record, OFG, I don't. Harris doesn't interest me because I don't really do that stuff anymore.
Dave, Harris Casino down there, daddy. Oh, you hit the slot.
It's been 8 months since I've done that stuff. So
that's good.
It feels good to be cleansed and that stuff. So, anyway, I'm banned from all Harris properties. So,
well, that would be the bigger deal of why you're not there.
So no, it's only because I gave it up,
but I'm also.
I'll tell you why. because I opted out of online gambling, so I couldn't just sit at home and get bored and just throw money in there and lose it. Yeah. So I opted out, and apparently, if you do that, then Harris bans you from all properties. And I'm like, okay, I just don't want to have computers in front of me to gamble, guys. Like,
that's crazy.
Thank you. You just helped me from ever going into any of your casinos.
Yeah. So, but ain't nobody stopping me. I'm Shelton Benjamin when it comes to casino. Ain't no stopping me, no.
All right. Well, another great episode. Again, I don't know what I'll have for next week. So, but I know Mike's going to have some stuff. He has a box coming tomorrow.
I got lots of boxes.
I feel bad. It's a small box coming tomorrow. Just one figure in it and some cards.
It's never a small box, but it's packed with love, Tom.
It is packed with love. So I was so happy when I found it for you.
Papa Giorgio. That's Vegas, Mike. When it happens, Papa Giorgio Belcast. Happen. I'm excited. Let's do it. Happy fig, guys. Guys, tune in next week. We're gonna have a great one. We're leading up to WrestleMania. We get to talk about more wrestling action figures right here.
One of these days, same place. Probably the week before WrestleMania, like the week before I actually go, because the week before I won't be here, we should do what we want to see most at the Superstore Revealed. Like,
I would listen. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll do that. That'll be fun. We'll definitely do that. That's a great figure too. I like that LA Knight.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. So till next week, remember, you can find all of our links over at thefigguys.com, at official Get Fig Guys, all over social media. We're a podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms. And as usual, head on over to Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGGUYS at checkout and save 10%. For Mike, it's Tom. We will see you next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Big guys.
Thanks for watching, Big Guys.